This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say a suicide bomber struck a crowded mosque inside a police compound in Pakistan, killing at least 59 people and wounding over 150 more. More from VOA's Ais Gul in Islamabad.
The afternoon attack in central Peshawar, the capital city of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, was reportedly carried out by a suicide bomber. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif condemned the bombing. Survivors and rescue workers said the roof of the building had caved in due to the massive blast. Police officials would not immediately discuss the nature of the attack, saying an investigation was underway. Ayaz Gul, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Russian shelling has killed at least five people in tough eastern Ukraine combat. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Ukrainian authorities say the shelling also wounded at least 13 others during the previous 24-hour period as the Kremlin's and Kyiv's forces remain locked in combat in eastern Ukraine. A regional governor says the casualties included a woman who was killed and three others who were wounded by the Russian shelling of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city in the country's northeast. Since August, Ukrainian counter-offensives have snatched back Russian-occupied territory, most notably in Kharkiv. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Croatia's president has criticized Western nations for supplying Ukraine with heavy tanks and other weapons in its campaign against invading Russian forces, saying those arms deliveries will only prolong the war. He told reporters in the Croatian capital Monday, "It's mad to believe that Russia can be defeated in a conventional war." Follow us on the VOA mobile app.